The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hey.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Testing.
Testing?
Testies.
Testies. 1, 2, 3.
Boner.
I don't know shit about fuck.
Fucker.
I like sucking,
but I ain't gay.
Legit bad podcast.
Fuck those honkies.
Oh, yeah.
Kick ass.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
He really knows how to suck a wiener.
Hey, welcome back to Legit Bat. This is an episode we did with Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracies, and you can find this also on their channels. They are on Rockfin, all audio players, you know, all the usual suspects. So the intro is a little different this time, but enjoy. We always have a blast with these guys. They are the best. Go check them out.
And welcome to another episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I am one of your hosts, Big Country. As always, on either end of me.
It's me, boy.
That's right. And Chris, say hello. Huh.
Not again.
How many times are we going to have to fucking do this?
Man.
Chris. Guys, there's milk cartons. There's posters out there. If you've seen him, please let the hooligans know.
We put him up in all of the phone booths around.
He just lights up a room. He's the type of guy that just lights up a room.
He's so charismatic. He's funny. You
know, He's a good father.
He's just a hero.
He's just a hero to all of us.
Fucking Chris. Anyways, he's fine. He's not missing.
We know where he is.
Yeah. He's in trouble.
He's at home fucking doing the dishes.
Yeah.
While his wife changes the oil in their car.
Yes, ma'am. I'll do what you told me.
Okay.
We have some guests that we're going to bring on the show tonight. But I wanted to ask you real quick, because I know we've briefly talked about it, and obviously we're going to talk tonight with our guests about it. This cop that's been getting dicked down.
Dude.
Now,
first of all, let's go get into it.
It's going to sound so mean. But there was a day, if you listen to The Tavern, there was a day in my life, there was a time in my life when I was a dirty dog.
Yeah,
you were. Right? I was dicking down area codes. Now, I did have standards. And everyone's standards is different. If you weren't an 8, 9, or a 10, I wasn't messing with you.
Yeah.
Now, my 8, 9, and 10 could be different from somebody, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This bitch is a step above said the sloth.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, so like what you said about, you know, the scores, they're different for everybody.
Okay.
8, 9, but I am willing to say that on anybody's scale, this girl is at best, you know, this is fucking, you're taking her to a wedding and she's dressed to the nines.
Okay.
A 3 at best. And like on a work day, she's a solid 1. I'm picking on her, but yeah, dude, it was funny because I was talking to my buddy Kenny at work about it, right? Uh-huh, and he goes, because I said, she looks like the blank character. Like when you first load up a game,
yeah,
and you're like, dude, I'm going to put hair. Oh, you haven't unlocked hair yet. Okay. I'm going to put, I'm going to add lips. Oh, nope. We haven't unlocked lips yet.
The base lips and the hair.
You get the base. And Kenny says, yeah, it's like God was like, cool, what kind of lips do you want? Ah, too bad. You get fucking bird lips. You got bird lips, okay? She's not attractive. She's not attractive.
If you're going to throw away your career and possibly your marriage,
dude,
you better be, you know,
swinging for the fences.
Yeah. Okay? Like
you better be on the, getting fucking paparazzied up with like Sofia Vergara. Okay.
Yeah. Something like that to where like even your wife in that situation would be like, oh fuck. Damn. Okay.
Bitch looks like olive oil from fucking Popeye and smoked what? Like 8 guys' careers. 2 guys got suspended. Dude.
Well,
do better, guys.
And that's what we said about his husband. He's like, I'm sticking by your side. And you're like, oh, super cuck. He's a beta cuck. And I was like, well, to be honest, if you're getting butt stuff from, you know, an at best 2,
yeah,
you know. Yeah, I wouldn't leave it anyways. But before we bring in our guests, let's go ahead and play this clip. It's a short little video. You've seen it before, but it makes me laugh. I'm sure it'll make Joe, Jen, Ben, and Lene laugh as well. So let's go ahead and see it right now.
What? Oh, my gosh.
Oh, wow. Awaiting visual confirmation.
Oh. Damn, I missed him.
So stupid.
That's awesome.
Yeah, legit bat, guys. Joe, Jen, hey. Ben, and Lene, what's going on?
How's it going?
What's up, dude? You know? Just love.
Yes. Love the clip. Thanks for sharing that. The people cheering. Have you guys ever seen the show Avenue 5 with Hugh Laurie? It's like kind of a satire-ish kind of Monty Python sci-fi show.
British so comedy. Funny.
No, it's not. I mean, not everyone on it. There's a few British, and yeah, okay. But it's not all British comedy.
British
it's
kind of
anyway, all I was going to say though is they have a fake set. They're doing like it's like a yacht that they take around the solar system, and all of the rich people go on it, and a bunch of bad stuff happens. Anyway, the captain and all of the crew in the front are all fake, and nobody finds out until like almost the end of the first season, and that's people cheering reminds me exactly of that. It's all people who are like actors. They're like, yeah, we thought,
fucking
yeah,
fake.
And, you know, they didn't do shit.
You clap?
They're hired for sure by a casting agency.
Like, yeah.
It looks like Geek Squad. Great show. It is British adjacent, but it's not actually like full
British-ish.
On yeah.
yeah, I mean, that was kind of an old clip that I put together back when it came out, and I was like, this is so fucking dumb. They released this to the public. Like, it was like an 8-bit video of them scrolling the wheel closer.
Yes.
To the asteroid.
Like, why would you be stoked on that? You know what I mean? Because it looks fake as shit. Like, I'd be like, dude, can we get a real video of, you know what I mean?
You know the tech that they had in there? It's a pre-rendered background, and the guy's double clicking, enhance.
Enhance. Yeah.
And he accidentally clicked one too many times, and they're like, oh, I guess we have impact. All right. Yeah.
You can take a picture of your balls from space, but they can't get a clear enough shot of the one and only time so far that we know of that they've impacted.
Haha, joke's on you. That probably was actually Buzz Aldrin's ball.
It's not how it works, guys. They can't just flip it around like that. You know what's really interesting about that? Just the other night, we were watching an old Disney movie. We watched Xenon.
Hell yeah.
Girl from the 21st Century. Cetus Lepidus.
Uh-huh.
And I looked, and my wife's like, she's so tired of my shit, right? Oh, but shit. I'm sitting there, and I went, Cetus Lepidus, honey, did you happen to notice that the space shuttle that they're on, or the space station, looks just like the ISS without solar panels? And she was like, no, it doesn't. And I pulled it up. She's like, oh my God, yeah. Same thing.
Maybe they rented it out to film, dude.
That's true.
That's how NASA's making their money, you know?
They're all sketching it and they're like, huh.
Well, I mean, the whole ISS is like one big green screen. So it wouldn't be that hard out, you know, $20 an hour.
Fuck, what was that? The passing balls and stuff like that through arms and like everything else that you can tell is just
water falling off of a table in space.
Wires.
Yeah. Wires breaking.
I think that's why they probably stopped live streaming. That's probably why they stopped live streaming.
Because people were catching on to it.
Yeah. We're catching on all their shit.
We just destroy the technology and we'll never be able to do it again.
Yeah. That clip is one of my favorite. And I don't know if you guys saw that clip that Jim Brewer did when he was on Sam's show, when he was like, "We've lost the technology to go to the moon, but we're going to go to Mars."
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, Jesus Christ. That's exactly what they're saying.
Well, the first time I saw that clip when he's like, "Yeah, well, we destroyed the technology." Like, dude, the calculators that kids have now are way more powerful than the operating system they had to power that. How did we lose the technology if it was so fucking simple? You know what I mean?
It's impossible. I don't care if you decided to throw away your bath toys. Like, nobody cares. If you've seen the videos, nobody believes that's anything more than an origami aluminum fucking can.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we watched that. I sent Big Country a picture of them pushing like one of those little re-entry pods out of the back of like a C-17.
And then they were
no boats are allowed to be around. Yeah.
Every single time I look at the lunar lander module that they say was the thing that landed on the moon, it gets funnier every time because it's just so stupid. It looks like an 8-year-old made it in like art class or something.
Yeah. It's Wally, dude.
You'd think that even if they lost the technology, good. Make something better. Like, we can, right, for sure. You can do it.
Oh, dude. We did. It's called
SpaceX. It doesn't even matter. You could just start from scratch right now and make something better. But
we can't. No.
We can't. Weird.
We can't get to the moon. We're going to go farther, though. Right, but I'm the crazy one. Okay.
NASA has their moon exhibit right next to their baking soda and vinegar volcanoes.
Well, and then the whole car thing, like, if anybody hasn't seen the video of Elon Musk's car in space, it is
super
just as retarded. I can make better CGI myself, and I don't even do that.
Yeah. I thought it was like a fucking Pepsi commercial or something, you know. It's very poorly done.
What's so interesting about that is there was a clip that came out shortly after that, and I remember some coworkers of mine showing it to me because I was like, "Hey guys, you know the Earth's flat?" And they're like, "Okay, dude." Well, then they showed this one of the afterburners of this ship that was in outer space or whatever. It was all on fire and all that was burning. And they go, "What do you think about this one? Check it out." And I was like, "Oh, okay, here's that same clip," but they zoomed in, and that was the one where the rat was running over the fucking afterburner, and they went, "Fuck." And I was like, "I can do this all day, guys. It's easy."
Next.
Next.
Well, and speaking of flat Earth, I had brought up on a previous podcast the Coriolis effect of shooting over a certain distance wherever the target is, the flight is so long of the bullet that by the time it hits the target, the Earth has rotated the target into a different position. So depending on if you're going with the rotation or against the rotation, those degrees differ, and then you have the range and drop and all that. We had been commenting about Moral Bob and wanting to know what his argument would be for it. And obviously we all agreed, unless we hear from somebody that has either had to use it or has been in those positions and says it's bullshit, there's not really any way to corroborate whether or not the Coriolis effect is legit.
Yeah.
And Joe ended up getting a submission from a guy who has shot competition over 2 miles and was like, I've never had to fucking use that. I'm like, oh, fuck.
I'm like, no, we only adjust for wind and bullet drop. That's it. Yeah.
Right. And you use the ballistics of the bullet, and then you do the math on how far that bullet can go, and then it's just drop and wind left and right, up and down.
Huh.
I wanted to share something that I heard recently that I thought was super interesting. But before I do that, and then I wanted to ask all of you guys what your opinion on the Sid the Sloth cop situation was, and maybe I was being a little bit.
I was rude, so lost on that. I have no idea what you guys are talking about.
Oh,
nothing about it at all.
We'll get into it. We'll do some screen shares. But
yay! based on your guys' description in the intro, I don't know that I want to see this bitch.
and there's two women here in the episode tonight, and I'm not blowing smoke up your guys' skirts. You're both very attractive. This woman.
I do know this story.
She's handsome at best.
She's handsome.
She's not a zero. Like, I'd give her a 3. I don't know.
Boy said yes. Three.
Okay. Three's fair. He has a weird walnut-shaped head or something. Like, I don't know. It's
well, her, so what's alien. Happening.
Her face shape is alien.
Yeah,
it's yeah, very, she's
like,
it.
Like when you first got your Wii home, you know, when you go buy your Nintendo Wii and you're making your little Mii character. Like yes. if you just left it very blank polygonal. And put a ponytail on it.
I remember that.
It's cartoonish. Yes, it's very cartoonish. And I'm not above, I have a very large head too, so call me an alien.
I mean, samesies. But, but the thing, like I was having this conversation, I told my wife and I showed her the picture and she's like the sweetest person. So she's like, she's not that. I mean, come on. I'm like, honey, not even after a fucking 30 rack.
It's one of those like, bless your heart type things though. You know what I mean?
But and then
we know what she means.
She tries to go, because she was like, so you mean to tell me if you were at work and that girl was constantly saying that she was going to blow you right then and there, you'd say no? I go, yes, absolutely. Yes.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
100%.
Yeah. We have that's this
difference between men and women. We have different thought processes with that stuff. Like we don't judge other chicks that way that dudes do, and I'm not even judging the fact that you're judging.
If you knew that she was sucking all the dicks around you, though, you probably would.
No, actually, Joe told me this story last night, and I said, "Why is this making headline news? Who cares? That's her personal business. If she wants to go be a hoe, let her be a hoe. Big deal. I don't think she should have been fired for it.
No, that's great, but you can't be a hoe at the police department gym while you're on duty.
Yeah, there's a lot of on
the ground the clock.
Yeah. I just think it's weird.
Yeah,
like
off the clock for sure. Yeah,
off the clock. Do your thing.
Why are you trying to be getting dug out by like 20 dudes at the police force? Like,
yeah, that you work with.
I didn't realize she was on the clock. Honestly, that's my only problem with it is that she was on the clock. Other than that, who gives a fuck?
Well, more like moralistic.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, you go.
No, you got it.
Moralistically, I don't care at all about who she bangs or how many times or how many at once. Maybe all 20. I don't give a fuck. Maybe they use their nightsticks on her. I don't fucking know. But my thing is that I'm like, off the clock and on the cock, that's totally fine. I don't have a problem with that at all.
You know, as
earlier,
Boya,
you said she's handsome at best, and I swear to God, what came into my mind was she's hand job at best, and I'm like, that is a new level.
Hey, only after it's 30
still a job.
Yeah. I see your blowy, and I counter you with a hand job,
and I give you a ZJ.
I accept.
So, no, like the country was saying earlier, though, the husband is just. How desperate is this dude? Because he's like, I stand by my wife. I'm like, fuck, dude. Like,
dude. What does he look like? I want to know that. We need to see.
He's a Jedediah. You mean Jedediah? Wow. Here's the issue that I have with the whole thing. It's not that she's blown a bunch of guys. It weirds me out that it's a bunch of guys she works with. The problem is she's a cop on duty doing it, and she's potentially destroying however many other relationships at least other cops had. Yeah, that's their problem. It's not her fault that they're married, you know what I mean? But it blows my mind that those guys are willing to take a chance on their careers and their relationships to hook up with someone that looks like that.
Yes.
And it must have been worth it.
So the best news is
she does butt stuff.
She did not discriminate. There was a lot of
No. She's like the UN. Good for her. Yeah. Equity and equality.
Okay. So, Big Country, earlier you were like, you know, my wife asked me, and I'm, no. And I'm all, there's this idea that's always perpetuated that it doesn't matter if they have two legs or four or whatever, and they say, I will blow you, that every guy on earth will just pull down their pants and go, huh. And it's like, no. I'm sorry, but if it looks like Sharknado in her mouth, I'm not doing that.
I mean, as far as we know, her taco could have had some teeth on it too. You know what I'm saying? You never know what's going on.
It has something on it now for sure.
Oh, yeah,
some of that
whatever she was doing.
Cheese.
I mean,
she already has a cold. So
they kept coming back. You know.
Yeah. So I don't know if you guys watched or listened to the last tavern that we did that I put out that was free about the fact checker that we got a message from about a flat earth video.
Yeah, I had that in the queue to listen to because I saw that in real time. You were sending it to me on
Instagram,
right?
Yeah. Okay, so
No joke, we get a message from a fact checker that works for USA Today in December for a video that we reposted that was on someone's TikTok. And basically, that week that we posted this, it was all flat earth stuff for like a whole week. Almost started another fucking civil war over it. There was one post that we put up and then people came out of the woodwork. It was crazy. But this video basically just talks about how there are NASA documents that were released about how they do testing for mathematics of linear flight paths, linear flight, whatever, over a flat non-rotating Earth. Like they test, that's how they do their testing. This is
that's
a NASA
an old
document,
isn't it?
Yeah, from 80, it was from 88, I think it was 88.
Yeah.
And she asked our opinion on it because she said, according to her research, that's just a generalization for a math equation that they use. And I was like, well, to be honest, if you're a fact checker, why are you asking my opinion? Like, I thought this was a discernment of facts here.
That's
but
what
anyways,
they do.
Yeah.
So this was in December. And then when I did that video, it was that night we got the alert. Hey, one of your, you know, posts have been deemed inappropriate or whatever, or in, you know, not factual. And I was like, what fucking post was that? Because we hadn't posted in a while. And it was that video. And I went, oh, my God, she wrote an article. Mm-hmm. So I'll share the video because it's like 15 seconds long. And then I'll show you the article because it's pretty sweet. It's pretty sweet. So here we go.
Think flat earth is stupid, but NASA? They sure don't. Linear aircraft model for a rigid aircraft of constant mass flying over a flat, non-rotating earth. Number two in this paper, the rigid body equation of motion over a flat, non-rotating earth. This is a good one. The program, while maintaining its fidelity for the most maneuvers and applications, point mass modeling, non-turbulent atmosphere, zero side forces, and a non-rotating Earth. Here's another. I wonder what point A is. The Earth is flat and non-rotating. You may think flat.
Okay. So that was the video that we posted. It's not even of us. We just reshared it, right? That's the one that got the fact check fucking whatever on it. So here is the article that she wrote with the fact check. Now, she did tag us in the article, but at the very end, she wrote, we reached out to the social media pages for comment, but then didn't put our comments in there. So I thought that was cute, but here we go. Check this out. So this is the article here. It says... fact check. NASA says Earth is a globe, uses flat and non-rotating model in equations.
None of that
I shouldn't even have to fucking read it. But that's like I made the analogy when we originally were talking about this because we were talking about this document on somebody else's show. And I said, as an electrician, if I were to draw something up to install, I got a panel that need or a disconnect. It needs fuses, and the my boss is like, okay, did you install it? Yes, I did. Did you model it up correctly? Yes. Did you put the fuses in? No, I used bananas. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I'm like, well, it's just easier that way.
Yeah,
but in real life, that's not.
It's
what
just
we use.
For general use, right?
So I'll go through it very quickly here with you guys. So a December 5th Instagram post, that's ours, shows a TikTok video in which a man reads and shows screenshots from various NASA reports that reference a flat, non-rotating Earth model. NASA documents admit the Earth is flat. When will people learn? The caption says. The original TikTok has been removed from the app. Shocker. Why? Check it out. Our reading, false. NASA has consistently said the Earth is a round, rotating globe, and the documents referenced here don't prove otherwise. The flat, non-rotating Earth model is a common technique used to generalize mathematic equations, experts said. Now, this is my favorite part, because this is the 1988 report, Derivation and Definition of a Linear Aircraft Model. The report details development of the linear model of a rigid aircraft of constant mass flying over a non-rotating Earth. It's funny because she asked some NASA people or whatever these questions about it, and And they were like, yeah, but that's just a generalization. It's flat and it rotates. And you know it rotates because you can see it every morning when the sun rises and sunsets. But this is my favorite part right here. Don Durston, an aerospace engineer at NASA's Ames Research Center, explained that derivation and definition of a linear aircraft model is also focused on short-range trajectory and motions. Quote, the authors are just developing a linear aircraft model using the forces, aircraft motions, and accelerations for an airplane in any given flight condition. Durston said about the paper, the authors don't care what the Earth is doing below the plane, and there is no need to include terms about Earth's rotation.
They do. They say it's flat and non-rotating.
Right. Yeah. But also,
they don't care. How else are they going to get the mathematical equations? Oh, by the way, we're going to plug this in and try to figure this out, but we don't care about
it. Because it would be an unnecessary complication to add terms in about the Earth's rotation status, but they do and say that it's not. If they left it out completely and omitted it, that would prove his point, but that's not what's happening.
Exactly. That's what I was going to say. If that was their idea, then why would they put in a generalization that it's flat and non-rotating? Because you can do that equation without saying it's flat and non-rotating. You know what I mean? So those words were important, and that's why they put them there.
Well, wouldn't it also disprove like what you were saying earlier, Ben, about Coriolis effect? They're like, oh, we don't have to take Coriolis effect into account, or there is no Coriolis effect that they have to take into account.
Well, and that's the thing, is that whenever you start having, because of the advancement of technology and what it's capable of doing, you have to create new equations to be able to quantify how far and fast these things are traveling. Yeah. So obviously bullets are going to, you know, they're going to travel a lot faster than planes. So you have to figure out what the differences are there. You have to come up with a new mathematical equation. They're also two completely different objects. They're going to be completely different in how they react to it. So you have to have one thing that's stable or a common denominator in both of those equations. And that is, what is it traveling through and over? So whether it be the Earth or the atmosphere, those are going to remain constant. The variables are going to be the projectile and all of the things that go into that.
Speed, probably.
But your common denominator is going to stay the same. So it doesn't really matter what the object is or what the speed is at or any of the other stuff that you learn in fucking algebra. It's the idea that the formula is going to be plugged in the exact same way, and you're just changing the numbers over the top of it.
Yeah. I would say that would be the dependent variable would be the flat non-rotating Earth, and then the independent variables, which have to be manipulated in an experiment, would be the type of craft, the wind speed, the speed of the aircraft, all that stuff.
Right.
I thought it was really interesting. And I was like, oh, this dumb bitch just gave us a gold mine.
And I actually noticed on one of the things that he was pointing at, he misquoted, and it sucks that he did that, because on one of the dark, bold parts, it actually said fixed non-rotating planet. And he had said flat non-rotating planet. And I was like, well, hold on a second. I get that.
Yeah.
And some of them, it did say flat, but on one of them, it just said fixed, which is a whole, they put it, like you said, they put it in there for a reason. It is part of the variable that has to remain for them to do the equation. So if that wasn't necessary because it's a rotating globe, well, then they wouldn't have needed to, you know, put those adjectives in there.
Yeah. Right.
The stupid thing too is like, the way that science works, or so we're told it works, is that those things do fucking matter. Like, if you're going to shoot something to the moon, every little angle and equation kind of fucking matters.
Yeah.
Like a lot. I mean,
if you're spinning at 1,000 miles an hour while zipping through the galaxy and we're just flying all these different directions, you'd probably want some really specific numbers so that you
exactly can
where you're going.
Well, and trying it over a flat non-rotating plane wouldn't probably do you a whole lot of fucking good, would it? If you wanted to just get a general idea, that's great, but it doesn't really seem applicable in real life, if that's what you're
gonna try. Both of the statements they release, including the document, contradict each other. So why would they let that document stand and claim it's false? You know what I mean? Like, it's not like they abolished that document. They're still using all that information.
Yeah, well, I mean, in the article, it's
yoga that the Yeah, well, that's the mental yoga that the fucking fact checkers do too. Is they'll they'll take the thing in question and be like, the paper says this, but it's really not.
Yeah.
The end.
They're like, what was their plan B when they made this? They're like, we'll just tell them. They're so dumb. We'll tell them it's a math equation later. And they're like, all right, what did they say for? All right, yeah, we tell them it's a math equation.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, yeah. And the best part was, when will they ever learn? It's like, what? Right. First of all, I'm a fucking full grown adult. Okay. You don't fucking talk to me like that, lady. You know? Well, you have a job as a fact checker, and then she goes and asks Whiskey Beard Conspiracies about their research. He also sends me a screenshot of that, and I go, what does this bitch want from us? We have so many dick jokes per show as a quota, right? And she's asking us our opinion on science. Like,
why does anybody care?
Scientists. Yeah, exactly. About
if the earth is flat, like, are you guys really like a detriment to society for putting this TikTok video up? Who fucking cares?
Apparently.
Why are they so scared about it? The fact that they're asking you your opinion is absolutely terrifying. It's like, oh, well, then we're definitely on to something, you dumb bitch. Go fact check someone else.
Yeah. And then she wrote an article about us.
A month. It took you a month to come up with that, lady?
Yeah. Clearly, you didn't ask any other podcasts about it.
I know. This is what I was actually going to bring up, which I thought was a very interesting theory that I recently heard of. And I want to hear from Joe, Jen, Ben, Lene. Boya, you go last because you're half black. But how many of you guys are at least...
Next month, I go first.
That's true. Not yet, though.
Yeah.
Every episode.
Yeah, Boya has to do the intro. I'm like, all right, I'll sit in the back. Are you guys at very least willing to possibly entertain the idea that there's more land out there?
Yeah.
Oh yeah. We've entertained crazier shit. I love that idea.
Lene?
As in, I'm probably late to the whole topic, so I think everyone else has a fuller understanding of that question in general. So
Okay. Boya.
Absolutely, yeah, 100%.
This was the craziest theory that I've heard, and I don't know why it got me really excited and made sense, but a coworker of mine is talking about flat Earth and stuff like that, and the moon, how we only see one moon, one face of the size of the moon, one face of the moon. It always looks the same size, right? And it's cyclical, right? It always stays in the same kind of rotation, the same pattern, and the planets do the same thing. Right. Mm-hmm. The planets are cyclical when we can see them. Sometimes we can see them with the naked eye. Obviously, a telescope helps. But he had heard this on a show and he pitched this idea to me. And he goes, well, the moon, right, would be considered a satellite. Mm-hmm. It's not like an actual satellite, just
natural satellite.
A natural satellite. Yes. Thank you. And it's cyclical. Mm-hmm. And that is our light at night. Now, we can see it during the day most of the time because it's close to us.
Yeah.
Right? What if the planets are the moons to the other land?
Motherfucker.
That's what I said.
Well, yeah. Okay. Well, okay. But would those be reflections off of firmament? Is that what you're saying?
Well... Unless...
Because if that was the case, like it kind of contradicts your whole idea of a firmament, can't travel through space and things like that.
Well, I would assume that even my conception of a firmament is vastly smaller than what it actually is.
Okay, that's right? Fair.
So if there is other land past the ice wall, mm-hmm. and I don't even know what they what's the next closest planet?
Mars,
yeah. Right? Perhaps Mars is the moon, or even I don't know their sun mm-hmm. on the fucking the Iron Republic or whatever. I don't know.
Atlantis,
sure. Yeah, like Mars is Atlantis's moon, and sometimes we can see it, sometimes we can't. Depends on where it's at and its pattern. Right? Mm-hmm. And then sometimes we see Saturn, and Saturn is the moon of fucking I don't know.
Oh, I understand what you're saying now. I understand. Okay. I understand what you're saying.
But they're still in our firmament.
The only reason I mentioned the reflection thing was because I was watching this video from this dude on YouTube. He goes by Night God, and he does a ton of conspiracy videos. And he did one where it was a photo he had taken just of the sky, some clouds and shit, but there was like this weird glare. Could be something from his camera, I don't know, but he brought up an interesting question. And when he was looking at the glare, he brings up that realm map. Big Country, I'm sure you've seen it.
Yeah.
You know, it'll have, you know, Earth realm. And then it has all these other little dots around it. And it's like, you know, Asgard, like mythical Greece and places like that. And he brought up the reflection and it looked very similar. And he said, you know, I wonder if this is a reflection that I caught off of the firmament. So interesting stuff to think about.
That's really interesting.
That's cool. Crazy. I've never heard that before. I would be concerned about whichever land had Pluto for their moon, because we do not accept that anymore. So they're fucking toast.
That's a good point. Yeah.
Pluto even exists. You know what?
Fuck those guys.
Did we piss them off?
Or maybe they're the best. Maybe they don't want us to even talk to those guys because they already figured it out. They're like, fuck this. We're
gonna find
everybody. That influence.
That's like, exactly what I was going to say. Is I was going to say, like, you know that they got some fucking message from the people who has Pluto as their moon. They're like, we're going to fucking destroy you. We don't want to be a part of your shit. And the Earth is like, okay, we're going to take them out. Yep, okay. We don't want to get destroyed. Yeah. All right.
Scrap Pluto, please.
I think the idea of other land masses in a planetary construction is interesting, but I'm still stuck on the idea of what you alluded to with the ice wall of there. And I know that the guy who posted those documentary videos that we've talked about before, he followed it up in this last year with 5 parts. And in the fifth part took back a lot of what he said in that first video. But
I saw that. I saw that.
Yeah, and it mainly had to do with actually one of the things that she called horse shit on when the first documentary part came out, and that was how fast these buildings were constructed. Now, although I don't think that a lot of that was relayed to us correctly, like the World's Fair, the glass palace that they used, how it was just like built and then torn down and then built somewhere else, and they didn't even have a glass press or anything like that.
Yeah, they moved it.
But I like his idea on the idea where when you're talking about, you know, 12 numbers on a clock, 12 zodiacs, and every 2,400 years, it has fully shifted into a new zodiac across the part of the Earth, where as the ice wall is melting, it's freezing at the other end and slowly moving around a larger plane than what we are told. I like that idea, especially with what he did with what you guys were talking about the moon and it being much like an old school photograph where when it goes through the phosphorus, you know, it creates a contrast. And then that's what burns onto the canvas is just light bouncing back and forth. And then if you take the original map of flat Earth and you overlay it onto the moon's one picture that we always see, you know, it matches. I like all of that kind of, you know, conspiracy and thought is the idea that in 2,400 years we'll be basically eradicated, if not moved to a completely different part of what we would consider our round or disc part of a larger disc. I like that idea. I would be interested, especially with the fact that, what was it, 1951, when like 38 countries all agreed to Antarctica and we just, we've never questioned it.
Never went back. Yeah.
Yeah.
One thing like the whole world has agreed on for quite some time now.
Yeah.
Don't go there. Without question. Like nobody's gone. Why the fuck are we protecting this? I wasn't even born yet.
Right.
Like let's find the fuck out what's over there.
Well, they had, you know, you have Admiral Byrd's descriptions of what's beyond the ice wall. And it's not like this guy was a kook and then, you know, said some weird shit. Like, he was decorated in the military.
He was the youngest admiral.
And then they discredited him.
And so once he, you know, flies over the ice wall and just within miles of the edge into inland, there's green. He said he saw large, almost prehistoric looking creatures. All kinds of life, lakes, rivers, all that stuff. And then they said he's crazy. You know what I mean? So it's strange that they would, somebody who they consider to be a hero, all of a sudden throw him under the bus, say that shit's right. fake, and then all of a sudden there's a world treaty and nobody is allowed to explore unless they have special permission and they can only go certain distances, anything or like that.
John Kerry.
Yeah.
You know what, Ben, what you're just talking about, I honestly, truly believe, I think that's what that movie Snowpiercer was about.
Oh, like, yeah, yeah.
Other than it just being like an allegory for the elite classes yeah. and then the middle right. classes in the middle of the train, right? I think that train, I mean, I this could be way off, but I think the train is looping around the Earth on the ice wall and they're waiting for it to thaw so they can go past it. But they're constantly in this motion and they're just waiting because where we used to live, where we are now, where they used to live, is too cold. So they're trying to get past the ice right. wall, but they're waiting for more of it to do. I think that's what it's about. I don't know. I could be wrong. Though.
How did they build wrong. All those tracks in the first place?
Chinese people.
Of course.
You guys ready for this?
That was Sacramento. Yeah, go ahead.
Ready for this? Here we go.
Oh, fuck. Oh, God.
Hell yeah. She's got fucking real doll hair. Look at that.
Kind of looks like a chipmunk.
I was thinking like Mark Zuckerberg and a beaver had a baby.
She looks very young. I mean, what kind of charges were like, wait, was she
there's no charge. She wasn't arrested. Or... No. She was sleeping with other officers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
She so was she was
for insubordination or something. Like she was breaking company policy. Like no fucking on the clock, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah. Hey, get that guy's dick out of your mouth while you're on the clock.
Both of them. It says oral sex with two officers. So don't forget the other guy's dick. I feel like he'd be left out.
That's true. The steamy shenanigans.
Steamy shenanigans. I read an article. I read an article about this silly little bitch right here. but like, it was from like some newspaper in Pakistan. And it gave all of like the dirty details. Like, you know, all these other websites are like, the graphic details will not be discussed here. Well, Pakistan didn't give a shit. And there, and well, she was, she threw people off
buildings there.
She had like a sergeant or something that was this black dude. And she was telling all the other guys how his dick was way bigger than theirs. And then,
like, no, it's not.
Yeah. She was like getting topless at functions where there was like kids and families around. And she's like sloppy drunk. Yeah. And then, while they're on duty, they would meet up at different, like maybe one of their houses and shit, and just all of them smashed together.
Okay.
Yeah.
Does anybody else notice that she has clearly discarded her fork and is just mandling? Yeah,
I was just going to say, eating fucking lasagna with her hands.
Okay. Well, you have to have lips. You have to have lips to pull the food off of the fork. So,
to the ladies here, Lene and Jen, do you? Am I being rude? Because she looks like a goddamn shaved bird.
I don't think she's unattractive. I actually, she looks very young
thing right there. That's not okay.
For sure. I agree. But I said the same thing to Joe. I looked at a picture of her. And while we were literally in the waiting room, while you're doing your intro, I said, just like your wife, Big Country, I said, she's not that bad. Like, she's okay. She looks pretty. She's fine, but I'm not a dude, and I'm not thinking to smash my dick in this.
Does she not look like she's still in seventh grade, though? Yeah. That's my hang-up. Sure.
Maybe that's why. Maybe that's why the ladies think that she's cute and pretty, because when you see her, she reminds you of a little girl. We full know well that she's an adult.
She's barely hit puberty from that baby. Like, that's not quality.
Adults aren't supposed to look like that. You know that her handcuffs are the pink fuzzy ones, and she's probably got one of those fucking cap guns. Yeah. She's like, hands up! And everybody's like, hands up. Okay.
Like, Jen and I look older than her, and that does not happen often.
Yeah, well, she's ruined, too, because now everybody that she tries to stop and arrest, they're going to be like, ooh, now some fun for me, too.
Yeah. No, bitch, don't touch me.
She's not going to be a cop again unless she moves really far away.
She could have been used picture of Jedediah. In a certain, you know, section.
Oh, is this the husband?
Special victims unit. Like, she would have been prime in that. Just saying.
What is her name? something Hall.
Megan?
Yeah. Megan Hall. Megan Hall.
It's
spelled the most pretentious way that you can. M-A-E. G-A-N.
You don't know whether to say Megan or Megan or Megan or
you say ugh.
My lord.
Megan Blowjob Hall.
Oh god, this is a worse photograph of her, dude. That's so
gross. Oh, let's see it.
It's so gross.
Hit me with
God bless you, women. That you are such you have such sweet hearts. Because fuck that, dude. That's so gross.
See, my wife said the opposite. She went, ugh.
Let's golly.
Oh, okay.
And look at that smile. Look at that smile.
Like down, 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 down. I know it's in Tennessee, but fucking Christ.
Again,
oh, don't zoom in.
That's under 16 looking.
Oh, boy.
Where's Jedediah, dude?
There he is.
He is filling a very specific part of their fantasies.
Why does he look like her?
Like, if they're willing to Lego fuck man her, head. Maybe they
he doesn't have any
on the
fucking
port.
Ears.
He looks like, yeah, he does. He looks like a Lego guy with one of the plastic hair pieces that you pop on the top.
His angry face is on the backside of his head.
Potter who plays like the rat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
oh
she yeah. She kind of looks they're like that aliens. A little bit in that
fucking
picture.
Worm tail.
Hold on, there's more. Go down.
I don't know.
Go down.
A turtle with no shell.
Yeah, like
there's
this.
No way that she won a beauty pageant. No, I'm sorry. There's no fucking way. Get that fucking sash off you.
Maybe that's her birthday. That was for like her 16th birthday.
Very creepy. No.
I actually feel really bad how hard we're shitting on her. And then at the same time,
she's
all right. I don't care.
She's all right.
She's probably into that shit anyways. Look at that. Well, she's done. She likes the blue.
She's done. Man,
talk about kicking fucking doors in. These guys. She's a wrap, dude.
Yeah, you all know that he brought his canine with some peanut butter. Like,
yeah.
Dude, who took that photo?
Right?
Like, was there like a PI on this case?
No, I bet you anything. I bet you anything. And I had this discussion with a coworker that she probably had a dude that she was banging on the police department that was like truly into her, you know, and was
what,
like,
you talking about this fucking Cub Scout? Like,
this guy's got for sure bodies buried.
That actually makes sense. He's a Cub Scout, she's a minor. It's
a little guy from up grew up. Deck the hall, yeah, her halls are getting decked. Don't you worry about that.
She does not look of age in any of those photos.
Maybe
that's
she's
insane.
Maybe she's saving children from being molested by these cops.
Oh, that guy dicked her down too.
Hell yeah.
Well, she may have fucked some chicks though, and they fucked her instead. So they could have been some kids. So maybe she saved some lives here. He saved some room.
No.
Being available, and the cops just banged her instead. And they're like, "I really want to fuck a little kid, but instead, I'm going to fuck this little kid-looking adult."
That is very blast out.
I know.
That's why she would be good for the slash victims unit. She could rein them all in.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
I think the only kids.
Well, I think her career is over.
I think the only kids that she saved were the other officers from having them.
Yeah. Jen, I gotta give you
the kids that she swallowed.
I gotta give you a special audio for that. That Jen comment. This is what you get because that was for you. That's what it is for Jen. That's what that comment is. Great job, Jen.
All right, that's awful.
I love it. I love it. Well done. Okay, enough. Enough.
Now that we've done 47 minutes of shitting on a cop, let's move on.
We talked about flatters a little bit. What do you guys?
Chris isn't here, so we got to shit on some cop.
Hey,
hi-o.
Should send a picture of that chick to Chris. Be like, do you know her?
Like, ask your wife.
Yeah. No, he'll get in trouble again.
Babe, it definitely says Vern County.
Swear to God, I wasn't even in Tennessee.
She probably would be like, who's this bitch? She's like, I don't fucking know.
Dude, that makes all the sense in the world.
I don't know. They just wrote an article about her.
She's a bitch.
She's from Tennessee. You're talking about a 10 there.
I didn't think we had to because I thought her teeth did. So,
well, there was, you know what? There was a photo that I saw to, maybe I didn't send it to Boya, but I saw a picture that was posted. I think it was on an Instagram page called like Viking women or Viking chicks or something. It's basically just a photograph of like really athletic women with like banging bodies that do
sounds like OnlyFans
sports, right?
CrossFit.
CrossFit or whatever, or just like wearing it's yoga
OnlyFans
pants. OnlyFans
with axes.
And there was this girl who was being sworn in somewhere as a police officer, and I mean smoke show, and they showed her in like a dress, and I was like, see, mm-hmm. Now if this chick was like she dicked down the entire department, I'm like, I get it.
Right.
Bad move, but I get it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't condone it, but I understand.
Yeah.
And also, she's probably going to get away with it because she's hot. Like, let's be honest. The ugly one was like, oh, you got found out. You got nothing going on for you. All right. Bye.
Yeah. Had this conversation the other day where I was like, isn't that weird the way that happens? Where if it happens to a dude, you're probably never going to fucking hear about it, first of all. And if you do hear about it, it's like, dude, check out this.
High five.
It happens to the chick, it's automatic, like you're going to jail and shit. Like,
well, and that's so. In all seriousness, though, all seriousness, though, no, that's actually like a bigger social issue that I never did have a problem with. Is that it's like guys go around and they do it, high five, and it's like, oh, cool, bro. And then a girl does it, and it's like, salute. It's like, wait, why? Like, hold on a second. Like, guys of all people are all about comparison.
Yeah,
that guy, by far.
This guy,
right? Yeah, there. Watch out for that one.
There, that guy. He's fucking.
Girls will go out.
Before I met my wife, I was a hoe. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and then girls go out and do it, and they get shit on. I'm like,
gross.
You know what it is? You know what it is? Is it's because guys will be in a group and be like, oh, you know, what's her name? Yeah, I hooked up with her. And then another guy will be like, yeah, me too.
the whole arms go raising all the way back.
Yeah, right? And girls are better at just like not putting a name to the face when it comes to discuss, unless it's amongst other girls, right? Because they can keep each other's secret like a motherfucker. Guys can't wait to get it out.
Yes, so that is so true.
We're like, everyone wants to know who's their Eskimo brother, so they start sharing stories.
Did I tell you that,
Boya? Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, you got a tunnel, buddy?
Do you remember Trent? buddy of mine from the Navy. Yeah. He was at Margona Way Park. Yeah, we're Eskimo brothers.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that there was cool.
There you go, dude.
Well, you know.
You guys should buy each other snow globes.
I'm sorry, but it happens. If you're ever a single bachelor living with your best friend and you throw a lot of parties, you're gonna fuck the same chick at some point. Like, if not at the same time. I didn't
hear
that.
Odds are in our favor. May the odds forever be in our favor.
Eiffel Tower, the whole thing, man. Like,
Chinese Eiffel finger Tower. Trap, you know.
Yeah, fucking faggot. Okay, so the funny part is fair. The funny part is about that too is that the whole like difference in like guys sleeping with everybody and being vocal about it and it being accepted, and then girls do it and it's like, oh, boo. That actually goes hand in hand with what we were talking about earlier about you showing your wife, her saying, okay, if she wouldn't, you really saying that if she offered to blow you, you wouldn't? No.
Yeah.
Those are both hand in hand. It's the idea that it's like, okay, guys are dogs.
Yeah.
We'll fuck anything that walks. That is not fucking true, but it is a stereotype that we will use to our advantage when we do decide to make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But for the most part, otherwise it's like, I'm sorry, but there's a lot that I was approached, I would just have to know, like, on so many levels. Like, just going off of your presentation, let's not even talk about your physical aspects, just going off of your presentation, like that fucking shirt, I'm sorry, no, I can't do that. It's all wrong. Everything going on right here, that happiness is wrong.
Actually, soft pass. I feel
like girls do the same thing, though.
They do.
Girls get away with different things, and guys get away with different things.
Yeah. But they'll still
wake up and be like, fuck, I was drunk. My bad. I'm just not going to tell you anymore. And guys do the same shit. And then later we'll tell our friends, like, wow, I had way too much to drink last night. And if they get razzed for it, they're like, whatever, I was drunk. Who cares? Like, I'll just act stupid. And that's fine, too. Like, whatever. And guys can be like, whatever, I was just really fucking with. It's just two different things. They're not great, either one, but I think it's pretty equal.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and blame last night on my friend Johnny Walker. He came on a little bit.
Yeah, both can do it super easily.
Well, in the fight, go ahead.
I was just going to say that I've noticed that women are the one of the two sexes, right? There's only two choices.
There are two, yes.
That are more willing to date a man that they're not initially physically attracted to, mm-hmm. if they can fill in the other categories, right? Mm-hmm. Sense of humor, kindness,
money.
You know, money helps. Money, money, money will bridge a big gap.
Rarely.
A lot of shit.
Being funny and confident bridges a huge gap. Absolutely.
And it's the only reason I got a wife.
Being funny and confident fills a huge gap. Like, girls don't need a super hot guy because we will find a dude attractive as fuck if they are confident and funny. And I mean, obviously nice, and there's other things.
Lucky
money
for you,
isn't
all,
one
I
of them. A chick that wants money also wants a hot guy. That's I mean, unless they want an old guy.
Hugh Hefner.
You're right. Yeah. Sorry.
There's also a time frame in like phase that everybody goes through where they're purposely putting aside the things that make us all human, and they're just going, guys and girls do it both, or they just go after the smoke show. It's a notch in the gun belt, notch in the bedpost, whatever you want to call it, and they get out of that phase. Not everybody goes through it, but for the majority, especially coming out of puberty, that's where most people are gearing towards. But I will way beyond what mostly men do, women have, I give them a huge credit for the fact that they can tell usually deeper and faster, whether or not there are those core traits that they are attracted to. Yes, that core. That core. mascara. No, I'm just
eyes are watering.
Jesus. No, but it's the idea, like, you see, you know, that really, really just he's hard to look at. And then right next to him is not only this smoke show, but like they're genuinely in love. They have a great relationship. And you're looking in the mirror like, holy shit, do I need to be like uglier? And it's like, no, you just need to be a better person. Mm-hmm. And when that happens, you automatically attract women, not regardless of how you look, because obviously there is, if you see somebody across the bar, and I don't know why you're looking for somebody there unless you're just trying to have sex, but let's continue on with it. And something like that. Yeah. If you're just at the bar, obviously whether or not they're physically attractive is going to catch your eye, but how many times, just to the guys and then also to the girls on complete opposite, how many times have you seen a smoke show? They opened their mouth and you immediately went, nope.
Nope. 100%.
Oh yeah. Nope. You were so hot until sound.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the same with dudes though too. Like, I'm not,
that's what I'm saying.
Hot. Some of them are hot, but yeah, like there, if you get this like super jack jock dude that's like, he could be a model, and then he opens his mouth and it's like, God damn it.
No, I've known so many guys that I can tell that they are attractive, but when they talk and when they act, I'm like, I would never want to be with that person, even though I'm like, you'll make great, beautiful babies someday with some other idiot
next to you.
Right, exactly. A beautiful idiot. And that's the part that you don't know until you know the person, is it's like, you have two completely, like those people on Instagram where they are just stupid attractive, they make really hot babies, and it's like, but you don't know if that baby is going to be dumber than a bucket of hair, because you don't know what they're like. Like, maybe when they both open their mouths, it just sounds like Grog and Ugg in a cave trying to talk about how to get that beer off.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, well, it's and like, then, like when you see a super attractive person and you find out that they're like uber educated, right? They've got doctorates and fucking bachelor's and master's degrees. You're like, oh shit. You know, it's shocking. Like, you're surprised that they're that educated.
Well, that's the thing is, like, I was super attracted to her without us even being in the same vicinity for quite a while. It was one of those, I want to lick your brain, not anything else at the moment. I just want to lick your brain because
I want to know your opinion on 9/11.
Talk to me about Tower 7.
Yeah.
Oh, did it fall like my pants right now?
So turgid right now.
Did it drop like your eggs?
Welcome to the show.
Holy fucking shit. What an hour.
Holy cow, it has been an hour. To change gears a little bit, because you know what, that's a really good, interesting conversation, because a lot of society is losing track of that, because you're in an age now where guys, when they start to get interested in girls and stuff like that, they don't even have to go through that phase of like, oh man, I like her and I want to talk to her, but I don't fucking know. Like, I just want to say hi. And she looked at me and she said I had cool shoes on. Like, now it's just like, swipe right, show me your tits. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's just, it's fucking whack now, but
happy you don't have to go through it.
I hope experience that giddiness of, you know, his first crush, and well, go talk to her, dude. Go say hi, go introduce yourself, that type of thing.
Yeah.
But we there they are. They popped
good
out,
luck. They're gonna be already friends on Snapchat before that happens. So my daughter is 16. She's about to be 17. And every boyfriend she has, she's been friends with forever, because they've been Snapchat friends for their whole lives since seventh grade. All of them. Every single person is all friends with each other on Snapchat. And the worst thing in the world is to be blocked on Snapchat. Like, you don't want to be blocked. Like, they unadded me. Like,
I want everybody right now to block me on Snapchat.
But
there's no
physical contact. Like, you can go up and actually physically talk to someone, sure, but you can also send them 100 snaps and get streaks all the time, and that's their form of communication. The form of communication has drastically changed since when we were children.
You know what I was thinking about? And I was like almost borderline getting emotional about it, was I wish I could go back and raise my kids at the age they're at now in the 90s.
Absolutely.
And they would have such a fucking cooler childhood. So my wife and I were talking about this. Like, it was a Friday night. We usually do like a family movie night on Fridays. And I was like, how fucking cool would it be if we were like, oh, we got to load up the station wagon and go pick out a new movie.
I was just talking to Liam about this the other day.
The big brown boat.
Yep. Yeah. And dude, we're fortunate enough to
card? Fuck,
I dude, like the,
fuck yeah.
I'm the dresser. Right?
Did you bring it? No. Okay. Well, you just use your phone number then, you know? Yeah. But I'm fortunate enough that now we still have a drive-in movie theater where we live.
Awesome.
But that's like the one nostalgic thing from my childhood that they'll ever experience. They won't know, you know, drinking out of the hose because your mom told you if you go back inside, you're staying inside
in trouble and locked you out.
Exactly. Just the whole being, you know, that age and literally having the world right in front of you. We were able to do whatever we wanted. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some kids get fucking kidnapped and murdered here and there, but overall it was a good time. You know what I mean?
Well,
and
not as often as now.
Yeah, we never had to. Well, it's, you know, it's so much easier for people to access kids now. You're just talking about Snapchat. That's one of the apps that
locations
that groomers knew or used the most. Well, not only locations, but everything disappears.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the best way for people to groom kids. There was none of that shit when we were younger. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
We knew the woods. No fucking kidnapper would find me, motherfucker. Right. Like, you know where my is? Like, 2 miles back in the woods, up a tree. And fuck you. You're not even going to find me. But now kids are like, the woods. Gun. Ooh, it's dirty in there. I just want to sit in my room and play on my.
Yeah.
Game.
Exactly. No,
the kids these days, every time I say that, I'm like, oh my God, my dad just came out of my mouth. But it happens.
Yeah.
It is weird though, because back then,
no homo.
I was about to say,
of, Friday night, we would have to rent a VCR. Like, that's how early 90s this was.
Yeah.
No, not everybody had one. You could rent them. So we'd rent a VCR and rent a VHS tape, not knowing a goddamn thing about the movie. And we're like, well, we're in it now. We rented, we picked this one out, and then you put it in, and you're like, even if I wanted to fast forward, it takes like 15 minutes to fast forward. Yeah. So I'm just going to watch it. You know,
it's a bunch of different things in little aspects that have progressed. How many followers you have now was the equivalent to how many phone numbers you were able to get at the fucking mall. It's like, oh my God, I got 3 phone numbers at the mall today. I'm not going to call any of them. and then it was like, you not only did you have everything out in front of you that was physical, because yes, there were video games, but the idea of a home video game was so brand new at that time. And it was so different. You had to play it on a 19 inch fucking glass screen with static.
It was
like
front heavy as a motherfucker.
It was rent games for, you know, however many nights and stuff. But it was also the idea, like Jen just said, like, I knew the woods. It's like, yeah, we did. Joe and I knew almost every square inch of our parents' 2 acres, the canyon, all of it. And we also grew up with guns behind the doors.
Yeah.
Most of which were loaded,
always,
not cocked. Mm-hmm. And like, all of those little things add up. I was talking to my dad the other day. I said, it's so funny because now my 10-year-old, he has a phone. And at the time I got him the phone was right when he became aged on base to be able to walk to the school on base, which was over a mile away.
Mm-hmm. You need to qualify that real quick though, because it's not a real like phone like people would think of now. It's a phone. Like,
it's a smartphone.
It just makes calls and does text messages.
No. I put one of those pay as you go SIMs in it.
Okay.
And so I told him, don't use it for data. Just do that on Wi-Fi so it doesn't use your minutes up, because if you run out of minutes, you don't get to walk to school no more. Right. So the idea, though, is that I'm like, but back when Joe and I would ride bikes, you know, before they said you had to have a helmet, we would ride to the neighborhood over across the main, like, you know, 55 mile an hour road that my parents lived off of. And we would go ride around in the subdivision. And it was an understanding. If you were riding down the street and some old crab ass is mowing his yard and you started fucking around, and he didn't see any other adults, welcome to your new parent.
Yep.
Because he would say, hey, get over here. And if you were going to come over there, because there was and then he's
it was an adult.
What's your parents' landline number? And then you would give them that number and they would call your parents and say, your kids are fucking up. Come get them. I'm at this address. And then they would come and get you and you'd be in trouble when you got back at home. It was an understanding between the kids and the adults. And I'm not saying it was like this all the time. Like you said, some murders happened. Yeah, kidnap. Yes, that bad shit is always going to happen. But as a kind of social mindset, it was so different. People did, in a lot of ways, look out for the people that were in front of them when they didn't see other people taking care of them.
Yeah, it's the literal concept of it takes a village, you know? And that's how people just knew each other more often, you know what I mean? Because if you had kids, you needed to know all the other kids' parents. You needed to know their neighbors, you know what I mean? So everybody was keeping an eye out, especially for the kids, you know?
Right.
And that was just the funnest time, you know? There was...
Well, it was a double-edged sword because the kids knew that they were doing that.
Exactly, yeah.
There was this mindset that if your mom and dad were away and you were walking through Walmart and you started fucking around and there was another adult, you knew that that adult was going to call you out. And it wasn't like it is today where, one, you can't let your kids go anywhere by themselves. And when you do and another adult approaches them and you're not there and they start talking to them, you flip the fuck out because you don't know what that person's capable of.
Exactly.
Back then, it wasn't, in my opinion, even being young.
And adults don't flip out anymore because the kids are recording them nonstop. And they're
putting
them all over social media and be like, check out this Karen. What a bitch.
Exactly. That's fair.
Kids, that is fair. I'd say kids will also never experience, like, I mean, my son might, but what it was like to be on the freeway and have, like, a parent reach over, like, a row of seats to beat ass.
Oh, dude,
you're doing 65 and you're not even pulling over to whoop ass.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. I remember my dad reaching in the back. Yeah.
Yeah. Whopping me in the head and shit. Like, I don't even know if it was probably being sarcastic or something, but he would literally 70 miles an hour down the freeway, reach back and fucking whap.
Yeah.
Like, well, okay, yeah. And you knew that if dad did that, shit got real because mom was always sitting in the passenger seat and she wasn't the one driving. So if she wasn't capable of handling it and my dad with his hand on the wheel going 70 had to handle it, you were getting fucking hit. And then at that point on, the whole rest of your drive, even if it's 3 hours, you got zero leeway on anything you did from that point on.
So you sat in perfect silence.
Yeah, you make one sound. It's quiet about you.
Yep. Yeah, that phrase that my mom always used to say would scare the shit out of us was wait till your father gets home.
Uh-huh.
And then you'd fuck around and fall asleep somewhere hiding, and then like you'd get dragged out from underneath your bed by your ankles. You're like, oh fuck, mama.
Yep. Well, that happened. That happened because my brother and I broke a VCR.
Oh,
they tell you to go to your room, and then they'd forget that you were in trouble. That happened so many times they'd be like, you're getting a spanking, go to your room, and you're just sitting there in imminent fear of like, I know I'm going to pout it. And then like an hour later, they still don't come in, and you like poke your head out the door and like,
by that point you had started playing Legos quietly, like trying to get your mind off of it.
And then they come in,
they're so, so much happy.
With my parents, I would come out and I'd be like, dude, like forget about me. Am I still in trouble now? And they were like, yep, you're still in trouble. And I was in trouble like twice as much because I shouldn't have even said
that's
shit.
Why I said you sheepishly put your head out the door like,
no, I knew sheepishly. I was like, hey, am I still in trouble? Like, did you guys forget about me? I always questioned what they did when I was young.
You have the
like,
right to remain silent. Exercise that right.
Nope. Not when I was little. Now I overcorrected. I did it worse when I was older.
Well, my daughter just goes, am I done? You sit in your room. Dad, am I done?
Yeah. Well, and the funny part is too is that you saw it a lot with movies. You look at some of the late 80s and early 90s, they portrayed regular people the way that they looked in the 80s and 90s. Have you ever seen What About Bob?
Oh, yeah.
Like, Jesus Christ, he looks like we lived.
Yeah.
Like, they showed yards where the bikes were just all over the yard and flipped over, and there were toys and fucking sandcastle toys for no reason. They showed how like messy, but not really messy. It was just these things were being used.
Yeah.
And like now everything it's not like that. Yeah, everything was living. You don't leave your fucking
remember when the main
character
was allowed to be ugly? Like the main characters in a movie were all on this. Like not a one hot person. Or if there's one hot person, that's like the Easter egg. It's like, oh wow, there's a hot
that's
in this one.
How
Michelle Pfeiffer.
Yeah, because they were the hot person.
Yeah.
That's just recently I ordered the season one of a show called Pacific Blue on DVD. And I don't know if you guys remember that one. It's a nineties show.
Say, is that the Bike Cop show?
The Bike Cop show. Channel? Yeah.
I watched that along with Baywatch. Yes.
Yep. Yeah. So
sure did.
We're watching it the other night because my wife, she's like, I kind of remember this. We're watching it and fuck, it's so 90s and corny. And I'm
so bad.
I love it. I'm like, tell CERN to stop right here and just let me off and then keep going. I've reached my destination.
Every year you watch Home Alone just to remind yourself of all the stuff you wanted to do at Christmas that you knew you would get busted for.
Mm-hmm.
Or watching Dennis the Menace from back in the early 90s.
Yep.
And it's dude, it's so funny how they wrote the script and how the kids were being told by the parents that, one, they could just go the fuck over to the old people's house. Just don't mess with them. It's like, dude, you do that now, you're getting in a whole hell of a lot of trouble.
Kids get taken. Yeah.
It gets ugly really quick now. And I mean, to be fair, that's actually, you know, for the most part, warranted for a lot of people that
I've met. Lot of people.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But man, thinking about that,
you don't get that benefit of the doubt anymore.
Yeah. Thinking about that time period and how I was raised and how much I would love to raise my kids in that time.
Right.
It made me so sad.
Yeah.
Thinking about, like, you know, they're never going to experience riding in the back of the pickup truck here, you know.
Yep. And,
sad, dude.
It's one of those times. Now let's get towards the end of the show here, and I wanted to get your guys' opinions, takes on the leader supposedly of the free world with his classified documents. Putin.
Hey,
which free world?
I thought you were talking about Biden.
Are you in Oregon? Yeah,
no, I'm talking about Biden. I'm talking about Biden. His classified documents right next to his
where's your home?
It's a Corvette. It's in a locked garage, dude.
It's in a locked garage. Yeah. Now, I said this on a tavern that I did just the other night and released that see all these like Republican sided pages that are like, we've got them. We've got them. I'm like, no, we don't.
Bust them, boys.
It just speaks more, in my opinion, to the topic that we've always been talking about, that how corrupt they are. Because he's not going to get in trouble. No one's going to get in trouble. Trump did a similar thing with documents at Mar-a-Lago. We don't know what those are. But
he didn't get in trouble. They ended up quitting that. And that's with a media bias leaning the other direction. So you know Biden's not going to be in trouble.
I look at the situation as obviously they're corrupt.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Of course they are. Now stop championing the situation. Like, I mean, what are we going to do about it? What are we going to do? Like the leader of the free world has classified documents in his garage. Like, I mean, you know, special.
Where's the FBI?
Where's the FBI in this one? I'm like, they're waiting for fucking pistol braces to kick off is what.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I was curious on what you guys thought about the whole situation.
I'll let you guys answer.
It's just another one of those fucking things that comes and goes in the media and everybody makes a big fucking deal about it. And a month later, nobody remembers it even happened until somebody finds a video or something and is like, oh, remember that? What happened with that? And everyone's like, oh, I don't know. Fucking whatever.
When
like,
that's a big story, when you know it's going to go nowhere, because we know it's going to go nowhere. If like Ben said, if Trump didn't get in trouble, he's not going to get in trouble. What is really happening? We have to... I mean, we won't even know. We're just going to have to wait and kind of feel it out. But whatever that is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't think as far as the actual documents go or whatever, it means anything. But it could be used as kind of a leverage to get him out of the White House, which is kind of what
we
talked
about. That would be it? That's what they're going to use? Not the fact he's completely incompetent.
Yeah. No,
they need a hard, solid reason.
They did it with Cuomo. They did it with Cuomo. They didn't want to go through the muddiness and messiness of trying to, you know, convict this guy of being complicit in the murder of elderly people, having fucking trailers full of bodies from nursing homes. Instead of doing that, we'll just say, hey, this guy, he was flirting with women who were uncomfortable by his advances, and we'll just get him out of office that way. Right. They wanted to put him out of pasture, but they didn't want to have to go through, you know, fucking all the red tape. So
all the red tape, in my opinion, murdered people, though. You're just going to go with.
But you're talking about crazy people, though. You know what I mean? Like, these are people who have been
leaders need to rise up. Fuck that.
These are people who have been telling everyone for the past 3 years, including completely healthy young people, to get vaccinated, and now they're dropping dead. Yeah. So it's not surprising that that's the way they chose to handle that situation. I think they're doing the same thing with Biden, because if everything was actually, you know, brought to light, he was prosecuted for all of his crimes, it would be bad. Now, this is a simple way. Exactly. This is a simple way for them to say, you know, because what they'll do is they'll use the Trump thing. They'll say, well, we went after him even after he was out of office. He's in office. What are we going to do? And all of this, in my opinion, is paving the way for Kamala to finish out the rest of this term with him and then bring Newsom in and push him for his run for president.
Oh, yeah. I think Gavin Newsom is going to be a president at some point for sure.
I fucking hope
100%. I hope not either, but I... Just the way he's such a little bitch about it. Like, I'm going to do everything. I run California. Look at me. He's like the social justice warrior face of the country. He's like, I'm going to make the state the worst. Do you guys want
to? But he looks like the bad guy. You know what I mean? Like, you can't. American Psycho. Yeah, you cannot fucking have a Batman villain be the president.
You know what I mean? Let's just all say a quick prayer that he doesn't have a JFK accident.
I do have a kind of different point of view on how this all went with the FBI files.
Let's hear it.
Prior to, and this has to do with it, but the Twitter buyout by Elon Musk is, I think, that they tried to tag Trump with it and knew that he didn't have anything, but were planning on planting it. And during the course of the investigation, Musk buys Twitter, and I have a feeling that Trump, along with his strong-armed people in his pocket, obviously knew that the president had his own documents, because everybody has blackmail on everybody.
Yeah.
So with this and the information on social media getting cracked down on, there was this power play where it was like, well, we can't nab him for the documents, so we're going to do the investigation right before the midterms. We'll try to, you know, push as much of that as we can. We're going to try to censor as much as we can on social media, especially with Elon buying Twitter. And then we're going to make sure right after that, without any word before the midterms, that there's going to be an equal investigation of FBI files on Biden before Trump can release it, so that it doesn't look as bad and we'll have control of the situation first. Okay. I don't think that anything was going to happen to any of them. I think that it was all just a media power play to shift perspective, knowing that the other one was going to get corralled into the exact same thing. And they weren't going to make one of them guilty when they knew there was nothing there, when the exact same thing would happen out of blackmail right after that. Right. I don't think that it's for Kamala to pave the way. I think it was all just a press power play that everybody knew wasn't going to happen, because nobody wants to dig out the other person's skeletons all the way.
Yeah.
Because one, they're going to diffuse it to the point, even if it's all true, that the population is split and there will be just a cascade of retaliation from this person pulling that other person's skeletons out. Now they're pissed off and they pull theirs out, and it just is this chain reaction. And the next thing you know, we're in the exact same place that we are now. Everybody's talking shit and pulling skeletons on everybody. They diffuse everything they can. You don't know what the truth is. And we all know that they're corrupt. And what are we going to do about it? They know nothing.
Lenny, any comments on that? Well said. No, just kidding. Just kidding.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I am not hip to current events, what's currently going on. So
that's good. I fucking wish. Other
than I just current politics, U.S. government, from my perspective, is more or less just a dog and pony show. I don't invest in much of it at all. So I just kind of don't give a fuck. And people can bicker and twaddle amongst themselves, get passionate about it. Awesome. I hope you find a good cause, and don't really have an opinion, because again, I don't know and I don't care. It's a bunch of bullshit.
Hell yeah.
Bingo. Bingo. Now, what do you guys think in the closing arguments here for the show? About this ATF law, about the pistol brace. I don't know if you guys have AR pistols. I have two. but I saw that, and everyone's like, here they come. I'm like, you mean to tell me the ATF is going to go to every single person that has an AR pistol's door?
No. This always happens. This always happens when they outlaw shit. They did it with the poly 80s. They do it all the time. And they tell you, you have 90 days to comply. And everyone goes, suck our dicks. And then they'll show up to your house, or they'll call you, maybe, right? It's like, you might as well fucking buy a lotto ticket, because if they do end up showing up or contacting you and asking you about a purchase that you made, or someone said something, they would still have to get a warrant. They would still have to jump through all the legal hoops. And depending on where you live in this country, if the ATF shows up and they don't have a warrant, call your fucking local police department and they'll draw down on them. And probably
anybody's house, or makes a phone call right now, because I know when people knock on my door, I'm like, cops. How can I be as cops small as possible? Doesn't matter though. I know they're not going to bust down my door because I didn't murder
the ATF someone. Will. The ATF will, and they'll shoot your dog in the face. Yes.
Yeah.
They do it often. and that's the thing. They have such an overreaching jurisdiction.
But they do.
And it happens on a yearly basis. There's always a handful where they kicked in someone's door and they shot someone's dog.
Right.
Or, you know what I mean? Over something as simple as a pistol brace. If you have a pistol brace that was originally designed for a disabled person to be able to handle a weapon safely. Now they're claiming the pistol brace does the same thing as a bump stock. Anybody that handles a firearm knows that's not true. But the ATF, because they're so liberal in their agenda, they don't give a shit whether you know it or not. They're going to force you to comply by making it a law. You don't have to comply because it's constitutionally irrelevant to whatever they're saying.
Right.
And it's constantly plays out in court. Exactly. Now, if they press you enough and you just want it to go away, then sure, you'll give up a pistol brace or you know, your automatic rifle or whatever. But if you don't want to, you're going to win. It's going to be very drawn out. It's going to be tiring. And you'll end up out on top. That's what happens every single time the ATF goes to court with someone over something like this.
We have a few of those on local law here in California. If you get a California carry permit, which Joe and I both had, I don't anymore, but one of the things that they tell you is Oakland City do not recognize state permits. Mm-hmm. So according to city policy and ordinance, if you get pulled over and you have a firearm and you're 10 and 2 and you say, hey, my firearm is in my center console, I have my permit on me, how would you like me to proceed, blah, 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 they will confiscate the weapon. They will not charge you, but they will put you through the ringer to get it back. And the idea is they're going to do it every time without charging you, no legal ramifications, because legally they can't, but by city policy, they have to. And it's a deterrent so that the next time you go through their city, you put a lock on it and separate the ammunition from the firearm and do the things that they're asking you to do. It's the same idea, only you're talking about a whole state versus a federal level.
Kentucky, in Oakland, a super safe place.
Yeah.
Just
that's yeah,
where I would not want to have out
real well.
Let's take a walk.
Kentucky as a state had the right idea. I believe it was in 2012. Right after Obama got elected the second time and gun sales went through the roof. And Kentucky, they had started doing a few laws, and it was when New Jersey really fell off the map, where they said, okay, if it's registered to you, you can own your gun, but you will no longer be able to buy ammunition and you cannot transport your gun. Now, what that effectively did meant that you could go into a gun shop and buy a gun, but there was no legal way to get it home. So they completely stripped you of not your right to bear arms, but pretty much
kind of the right to bear arms.
Right. So what Kentucky did was, when all of this was happening, Massachusetts was the same way. They completely cracked down, and those states are small enough that they actually have the ability to enforce these very California-istic laws, whereas California is so massive, there's no way that they're going to actually be able to implement these gun laws to its fullest. New Jersey is small.
Most of the cops, at least up here, totally agree
100% with
what you're talking about, and they're actually, I got more cops saying, thank you for having a CCW. We appreciate that.
We appreciate you being able to defend yourself rather than us having to get called and see your dead body or having to do it for you and put our own lives. If you know how to do it yourself before we get there, yeah, we would prefer that. So what Kentucky did was, when they started doing this on a federal level, Kentucky put up signs on their borders to the main interstates that said, if you are a federal officer trying to impose the new federal gun laws within Kentucky, our local law officials will arrest you and detain you until it's time for you to go home, essentially. Oh, yeah. And I was like, see, they're playing the same game. They obviously know that they can't prosecute these federal agents, but they're doing that same every time deterrent to just make them go, fuck it, it's not worth it in Kentucky anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, there's a lot of sheriff's departments, especially here in Southern California, where they say all the time, you know, we're not going to enforce those laws. I think there was, I want to say 10 different jurisdictions in Illinois that said they won't recognize their state's new gun laws either. So there are ways for, you know, certain officials to stand up and protect their citizens. It's just, they don't always do it. You know what I mean?
Local government is really important. When we saw during COVID, our local county sheriff said, and our local PD, so for the city and the county, both the sheriff's department and the local PD issued statements saying, we are not going to enforce mask wearing unless it is private company policy, thank you, unless it's company policy, because that's their right. They're not telling you that you have to shop there and you have to wear a mask. They're saying, if you choose to shop here, you must wear a mask. That's our policy. If you don't like that, you can go shop maskless somewhere else.
Exactly.
And as a result of that, California, because obviously we were very cracked down in California, was that Newsom basically lobbied to Shasta County and a lot of the counties that were up here that were flipping the bird to him. He said, if you do not enforce this, we will take away your emergency funding.
Yeah.
And that was now their power play. And it got to a point where we had a big old recall up here of our local officials. We fucking won because everybody that was there was like, get some fucking balls.
Yeah.
And say, we don't give a shit about your emergency funding. Not in the COVID relief anyway. Like, yeah. And if you're going to take it all away, fine. We'll take care of ourselves.
Yeah. We were doing just fine before that. So, right. You know, exactly. If you're not recognizing any shutdowns and you don't enforce any mask wearing or anything like that, then you don't need the funding because your economy is doing what they're supposed to be doing. You right. Know what I mean? And it'll take care of itself. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, everyone knows Newsom was still forcing winery distribution companies yeah. That he worked with to work, even though they were supposed to be shut down in their cities. You know what I mean? So, and
money.
Yeah, it's
or
it's,
when he put out the video of when he put out the video of being energy efficient, and during this last summer he put out this idea of making sure that you don't have your temperature set too low. While he was making the video, he was clearly in an office that was chilly while he had his two jackets on.
Yeah,
and everybody pointed out, they're like, oh, okay, so you want us to get heat exhaustion while you make yeah. The video about that wearing a jacket inside your cozy little room temperature office. Yeah, go yeah. Fuck yourself.
What a fucking guy.
It's phenomenal. It's phenomenal. Now, luckily, I actually live in a state that's constitutional carry, so I don't need a permit for
anything. I mean, no one really needs a permit, you know?
You know what I'm saying, dude? Don't ask, don't tell.
That's why I left my lot. I was like, dude, in these days, I don't need a permit. If I'm going to carry, I'm just going to fucking carry. And
word.
Let's not be stupid, you know?
Yeah. Which is hard.
Yeah, exactly. I'm trying.
So well, far, so good.
You know, it's that meme that's been floating around recently. I've seen a lot of it. Of course, I'm a free American. I have all the licensing and permits to prove it.
Yeah. Of course, I believe in gun control. I use both hands.
Yeah. Anyways, well, guys, let's go ahead and wrap the show. We're at an hour and a half from the Legit Bat cast. What's going on with you guys? Any new shows coming out? What's going on?
Yeah, usually about two a week, just depending. I don't remember what the schedule looks like, but we had a big year in 2022, a lot of big guests. So there's always the back catalog, but we try to keep pushing forward and find, you know.
Every Thursday and Sunday we do shows, except for this week because we're doing one on Monday.
Yeah, that reminds me. Send me the file. I'll put it out on our feed if that's cool too.
Yeah, of course. Heck yeah. Spread it like butt cheeks.
Spread it like yeah. cheek buster, man. Cheek buster. Well,
I will never think of sharing an episode the same ever again. So that's good. Spread it like I'm gonna be thinking of Boya's butt cheeks because he
there
said
you go.
It.
Yeah,
spread it like
they're great.
Butt cheeks.
They're great.
Real his coronavirus.
Butt cheeks are a three on a good day, like dressed up going to a wedding.
Just his butt yeah. cheeks are still hotter than Megan Hall.
Better. Megan Hall. Yes. Thank you. I want to know.
I'd rather motorboat his butt cheeks than her.
All right.
That's a wrap. I'm done with that.
Yeah, I think we're done. That's it.
You know,
all right.
I want to say 2 weeks ago, Ghost texted me and was like, hey, man, are you down to be on the tavern this weekend? Talk at the tavern. I said, yeah, for sure. And he's like, cool, man. It's a date. And then I sent him like a meme, but I sent him a GIF. And I was like, I just typed in the GIF search bar. I just typed in gay love. And I found the gayest one I could find.
Oh, that's an iffy search.
So yeah. I didn't know he is like one of the few people I've met who's like, oh, I don't fucking care. The gloves are off. Yeah. So then he sends one back. Now, you guys know that picture of Big Al, the big black dude sitting on the edge of
his bed? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I took a screenshot of that. And then over his fucking 2x4, I like, you know, the gorilla photos of us, Boya?
Yeah.
I put the gorilla photo of me where his cock was, and I sent that to him. And then he sent back just a black dude getting two dicks in his butt. And I was like, I'm done.
I lose.
So he found the line.
Ghost is so awesome. We love him.
Ghost is all. Yep, you do fucking lose.
And I was like, dude, at least mine was like censored. Holy shit.
Ghost doesn't give a shit. I fucking love that guy.
He's like, are we done or?
Shall we continue?
I just sent him a video of a white flag. Please, Jesus Christ. I lose.
Too far, bro.
Well, yeah, guys, thanks for hanging out with us. We'll be sure to link your show in the show description. And we're going to close out the show tonight on a fun note. And that is by saying that I think that the world may not seem that it's getting better. I think it is. And how I've actually came about accomplishing that, I've just started living my life more along the lines of pretending like the system that is actually influencing and making decisions around us just no longer exists. And I encourage you all to do that. Your life will go so much better. Pretend the ATF, the FBI, CIA, the US government, Ukraine, just pretend it doesn't even exist anymore.
They very well might not at this point.
Well, I was going to say, the who exists, but
bingo.
I got
it. You're doing it, Peter.
It's working. It's working.
Oh, my God.
All right, guys, that's it for this episode of Whiskey, Beer, and Conspiracy Podcast. I've been Big Country.
I'm Boy.
And we'll see you guys in the next one. Take care.